saying thank you for listening to The Floodline.
Thank you for listening to The Floodline with your host, Rick Hughes. If you'd like to contact Rick, please write to him at P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054. Or online at www.rickhughesministries.org.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. Here we are on another fine Sunday, just spreading the love, as Wynn was talking about. Little sprinkles here for them and little sprinkles over here for you, and, you know, just having a good time doing it. Welcome, everybody. This is Jefferson State of Mind, and we are here, as always, with Wynn Carpenter. How's it going this morning, Wynn?
Doing well. Good morning.
Oh, that's better. There we go. I can hear in my phone, in my headphones now.
You were muted?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to hear the fallback.
Apparently the previous producer felt obligated to turn the volume down on the headphones before he left.
So, it has been a pretty nice week, and looks like we're going to get ourselves a little bit more rain. Mm-hmm. And as we've been starting every show with, it's kind of funny, once again, all the climate change people have been disproven wrong that you can actually fill the reservoirs in California in a season.
And the number one reservoir in California is almost full.
Almost full. And we've got more rain coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we can really, really fill the reservoirs in a season and we don't have enough water to get through a drought, what does that mean that we need?
Some reservoirs here and there.
Water storage.
Storage everywhere.
That would be a good idea, huh?
Yeah.
Would that be a good economic boost for the state of Jefferson to be building and maintaining water reservoirs?
I think so.
So it's kind of actually the opposite of what we should be doing if we're looking at ripping out dams that create water storage. That would be upside down California politics.
And it's going to cost how much to rip out those dams?
I don't even want to know at this point.
Yeah. And where are they getting the money to do it?
Well, yeah, we don't have any money.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you look at the news that's coming out of the state, and the things we've been beating the drum on now for, what, about 3 years, about CalPERS and the pensions,
yep,
they're finally starting to admit to.
And they're crumbling.
Well, can somebody tell me the last time that we heard from Keep It California, and they popped up somewhere to say, no, California's financially sound? I haven't heard that in a while.
Crickets.
Yeah, I think they're looking at their pension going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do I explain my conversion to Jefferson?
Yeah, exactly.
What happened?
They're going to move to Arizona or someplace else.
Well, yeah, the financial thing that I think is kind of a dead horse finally for the state of Jefferson, as people are starting to see the truth of what we've been saying for 3 years. And I wish people would kind of take the leap of the imagination that if we were right about the finances 3 years ago,
mm-hmm,
do we get a little bit of credit? And maybe you might start thinking we're kind of right about the other stuff we were talking about, too.
Exactly.
Or do we really have to start from scratch on that, convincing you as well?
Well, it depends on the people you run into. Some of them are just now learning about Jefferson, even though they live in Shasta, Trinity, Tehama, Siskiyou, Modoc, Lassen counties. It's like, really? You're just now learning about it. Where have you been?
Under a rock somewhere.
Something's going on.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and it's we do continue to see the growth of people that get a hold of it, and I'm kind of quietly watching the fostering of it in Oregon, mm-hmm. and it's getting some life breathed into it up there. I think there's about four counties now that are really kind of getting going, and not necessarily looking at joining with us in one state, but definitely breaking away from Salem and maybe forming something on their own terms.
So they can be the 52nd state.
Well, you know, most of Southern Oregonians blame us for Southern Californians.
Okay, you gotta take it.
And we try to go, hey man, we understand, but it is what
well,
it is.
Then we can in turn blame them for the Portlanders.
And we do.
And we do. Share the love.
Share the love. Absolutely. But no, it is. It's interesting to watch the discussion, and instead of being on the ground, kind of at the sharp point of the stick, like last time, getting it going in Northern California, being able to sit back and kind of watch the same things that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, it definitely is a different perspective, being kind of a step back and on the outside, kind of watching what happened and kind of going, oh, that makes this make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, because some of the things you don't see when you're so focused right on what's in front of you.
Right, you got to see the big picture.
Absolutely. So. Oh, and with that, and speaking of the big picture, I know that there's a lot of people that want to know what's going on with the court case. Where are we with the legislature? Are they going to file anything for us? You know, when are we going to court? Can you give us an update on those kind of things that are progressing?
Sure. We're in the process right now of working with the attorneys on getting their contract solidified. And once we have that done, we have two separate attorneys, and they've both gone before the Supreme Court and won cases. And they really like the lack of representation and dilution of vote that we all suffer from. And they see it as a win-win situation. And they are working very diligently to get things in order and getting it ready to go. At this point, it looks like it could be early to midsummer when we get the process actually initiated and up and running and going. So it's coming up. It's coming up soon. And we should know something, like I said, early to midsummer. So we're hoping for that. And as things unfold and we know things that we can actually unveil, we will do that. But at this point, we can't really say anything yet because we don't know. You know, and I don't want to speak out of turn on saying something is going to happen and find out, nope, not happening.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that. We're also having town halls throughout Jefferson, and there are going to be a bunch of them. The first one is the kickoff of the town halls, and that's going to be in Shasta County. It's going to be on April 2nd at 4 p.m. at the Senior Citizen Hall down on Benton Drive at 2290 Benton Drive. And, of course, the main speaker will be Mark Baird, and he's going to be giving us the enlightenment of what the process is. And by then we should have more information as well, because truly things change on a daily basis, let alone within 2 weeks we'd know something. So he'll be giving us all that good information. And then it rolls on from April 2nd for us in Shasta County to April 8th in Amador County, April 9th in San Andreas, which is Tuolumne County, and then April 16th, El Dorado County, April 23rd into Sierra County, and then May 1st into Lassen County. And that's what we have on the schedule as of right now. So all those town halls are going to be getting all the information that you're going to be getting here in Shasta County as well. And if you want to go see and hit up any of those town halls, go for it. And if you know people that live in those areas, invite them to participate in those town halls as well. And they can seek out their committee down there, and their committees will be able to tell them locations and times and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. And things with the court case, do we have an idea of which rung of the ladder we're going to be starting on? Are we, you know, do we have a clearer picture? Are we headed straight to federal circuit court? Or are we headed right to, you know, do we know yet?
We don't know. We have an idea, but we don't know yet.
Okay.
And it all depends on how, when the paperwork's all put together and when they're putting the puzzle together, seeing which edges are missing. And then once they get that figured out, then they'll know exactly how to drive it home.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping to just go straight to the top. But, you know, things happen, and sometimes you just got to follow the protocol and play the game. So we're just waiting to hear what the game's going to be.
Alrighty. And with that, I believe we've got Jan on the line.
Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. I just wanted to add a quick comment. It's a little after the fact. But I'm out in the public with the table talking to people a lot. And the big difference I'm seeing is that now people are coming up, what's going on with Jefferson? Whereas before we had to educate them about the whole movement. And that's the biggest change I've seen. And they're also coming up going, wow, I've been looking for you guys. I want to sign. Where do I sign? So I think we've kind of turned a corner, and we need to keep the momentum going.
Absolutely. Right on, Jen.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment big time. I mean, the entire narrative and the entire attitude of most people is completely different from than where we started. You know, and even that's changed from the original kind of everybody looking at us and going, hey, you're just nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that changed into, it'll never work, which changed into, hey, it's a great idea, but,
yeah,
which changed into, well, we can't afford it, which changed into, you guys don't have this done yet?
Hey, Jan, are you still there?
I believe we lost her.
Okay.
Or she hung up.
Well, thank you, Jan, for your input. Jan's absolutely right. Being out there in the public with a table at different locations or just the clipboard in different locations, people are doing that. They're actually seeking us out. And we've got a great team members of Jeffersonians who want this badly that are working diligently to make this happen. And everybody does what they can when they can. And I know Jan's one of the one of the busy bee workers, and she keeps things going. And she's our right arm here in Shasta County. She really keeps it going for us, and that I want to thank her for.
Absolutely. Jan does a lot of fantastic work with a lot of the people here in Shasta County and one of the biggest, hardest working teams. And, you know, the amount of signatures that were gathered for a declaration of the people when our board of supervisors kind of slapped their constituents in the face.
Yeah.
The work they did was absolutely amazing.
Well, and they continue to do the work. That's the beauty of it. You know, there's like, you know what, it's not just to meet the goal of, okay, we met the 50%. We're exceeding that. We're going above and beyond, and we're going to make sure we can continue to collect signatures until the day we become a state. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. And it's awesome to see that, and people are very excited about it. Last weekend, we were going to be at the home show here in town, but our location, when we've been there in the years past, and even this year, is the outside booth, you know, outside under that big old driveway. And the wind and the rain was just too much, and we have paperwork. We don't have materials that can afford to get wet, and it just didn't work out for us. So we agreed not to hang out there. We tried, but it just didn't work. But this weekend, we're at the Home and Garden Show in Anderson, and we're in the Lassen Hall. And so if you're out there and you want to come by and check it out and say hi, please do so. We've got teams out there working really hard to collect signatures, and I was out there yesterday for about 3.5 hours doing a shift, and it was pretty fun getting to talk to people.
We've got some people in the chat room asking, is there any way to find out where Jan and the team is going to be and where they're going to be posted up for people to go and get signatures, or is there a way for them to locate them?
You can go to our website, and we can start posting when they're going to be where they're going to be located if you want to do that. You can certainly call us. You can give me a call, 917-5752, and I can let you know when and where they're going to be.
Okay, can we get that phone number one more time?
917-5752.
All righty. And we do have Rand Mountain Bob on the phone, but we have got to get to our first break. If you can hold after that, Bob, we'll be right there to you. This is KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Returning to the historic Cascade Theater in Reading this March in his first ever acoustic tour. This legendary songwriter and guitarist remains one of the most celebrated music artists in rock history. Peter Frampton, live and acoustic at the Cascade, Tuesday, March 22nd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Shasta Lake Floors is open this weekend in two places, at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard and at the Home and Garden Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Shop this weekend at either location for huge home show discounts on in-stock carpet, special order carpet, vinyl, tile, laminates, wood floors. If you need new flooring, now is the time to get it, and Shasta Lake Floors is the one to get it from. Reap huge home show savings this weekend from Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard, or at the Home and Garden Show, Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals, and remember, PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And Jen's in here in the chat room saying she will try to start posting Facebook signature locations on Facebook as well. And you can find, you know, Shasta County for the state of Jefferson, state of Jefferson, Shasta County, Shasta County Group. There's several Facebook pages. But being ever patient is Bob in Reading. Are you still there, Bob?
We're here.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, something I wanted to say. Last night started off a thing for candidates running for different supervisors, for Congress, and stuff like that. And anyway, last night we had Steve Baird up there. We had Gregory Cheadle. We had Joe Montez, and we had Janet Chandler. And there was someone else. I'm very sorry for that person. I forgot her name. And anyway, next weekend, Saturday the 26th, we're having another candidates thing with these people in Round Mountain at the Round Mountain Community Center.
Okay.
And these people are all backing the state of Jefferson. So I'd like to get as many people out there to hear these folks and see what they have to say. We'll have a Q&A afterward and everything. We're going to have a little get-together afterward where you can sit down and talk to them and stuff like that after everything. It'll be from 2 to 6 o'clock.
Well,
perfect.
I thought in Round Mountain it was tradition you had to have a little get-together after anything.
Well, something like that. You bet. So, and I want to thank you guys for doing a fine job on what you're doing with the state of Jefferson and Jan and everybody. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Bob, can you tell me again the date and the time of that event in Round Mountain?
Okay, it's Saturday the 26th. Of March.
Yep.
2 p.m. till 6.
At the community center.
At the community center.
Right there on Highway 299.
It's right across the street from the fire department, practically.
Yep.
Alrighty.
All right. Perfect.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. And with that, we've got to get off to Gary Hallahan.
Good morning, Gary.
Yes, I'm still here.
Hey. What's happening, Gary? Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
Can you turn your radio down, Gary?
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good. How about you?
All right. Win, long time, no see.
Yes, sir.
All right. One heartwarming positive for us. A little over a year ago, I walked into a small business. They employ about 15 people and presented briefly the Jefferson because it was briefly that the atmosphere was, no, I'm fine with California. I'm doing okay. I don't want to hear about it. Talked to the same person yesterday, and he's on board. He did his, I said, well, what made you change your mind? He said, I did my homework. He said, I did my research. And he said, yeah, it's a good deal. And we talked a bit, and he's being, his organization, like I said, is about 15 employees. He used to supply health insurance for all of his employees. Now he contributes half, and he says he's being killed with the premiums.
Yep. Yeah.
So, but the nice thing is, it set me off for the rest of the day that he was definitely on board with Jefferson. Number two, Red or Wynn, would you comment on CalPERS for our liberal teacher friends so they have an idea what they do or do not have regarding retirement? And I'll take my info off the air. And again, thanks for the great program, and on with Jefferson. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Real quick to address CalPERS, how to put what's going on with CalPERS.
It's the Titanic.
It's like watching the Hindenburg go up, but without the marshmallows and chocolate. It's that bad. And we're kind of giggling about it here, but it really is going to be that devastating. And as we tell everybody, don't believe us. Go look at it. CalPERS isn't even trying to hide it anymore. The governor's not trying to hide it.
Yeah.
They're just kind of going, do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. We're going to kick the can down the road until everybody figures it out.
Well, that's it. And it hit me personally. That's why I ended up leaving my government job and took my CalPERS retirement and rolled it over into a self-directed IRA where I have access to it.
Yeah.
And so I have that money now. No governor, the state, nobody can touch it. And that's what I had to do. I mean, most people aren't in the position to be able to do that. I'm very blessed and fortunate that I am, but I was able to do that. I quit the job because that's the only way you can get your CalPERS money sitting there. And it's yours. It's your money.
And the most telling bit of information is go to the Stanford Report on state pensions, mm-hmm. because the Stanford Report blows out of the water everything California and CalPERS has been trying to tell everybody. They show where they have overestimated their funding by 67%, you know, and all of these little smoke and mirror programs that they've done, basically where they've pushed the unfunded liabilities off into the future, like, oh, you know, I'll just pay that 3 years down the road because I don't actually owe that money to anybody. Oh, wait, yeah, I do when they retire right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
it makes you wonder, too, these people that are running these programs, do they have MBAs and a bachelor's at minimum?
They do. The problem is they have absolutely no integrity. They know they're stealing, and they know they've been doing it the whole time. But mm-hmm. they always figure, hey, if we just steal big enough, then guess what? The citizens have to bail us out. We don't go to jail.
So they can't.
The taxpayers get hit.
So they can't claim ignorance.
No way.
So then that makes it even worse. That makes it even worse. So they are truly the modern day pirates. They're stealing from us.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
So with that, we better get off to Gail Force in Shasta.
Hey, good morning, Gail.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you. How's it going up there?
So far, so good.
Well, hey, you know, I wanted to let you know that I went to the Fall River Mills meeting last night, and the candidates that were up there, they were very, very effective. I did enjoy their message. And I wanted to correct, though, Round Mountain Bob. He did say everybody was in favor of the state of Jefferson, but there's always one who just kind of skirts around it, and I just wanted to let you know that that was Mary. Mary Ricketts, she would not mention the word Jefferson in any of her message. And, in fact, a lady was whispering in my ear saying, she says nothing about the state of Jefferson. And what I would like to add is that when you are considering candidates who are on the platform of the state of Jefferson, who really support the state of Jefferson, you will know by their actions.
Yes, yes.
And so if Mary really is for the state of Jefferson, I'd like to know exactly what has she done.
Okay.
Yes. That's
a good point. Very good point.
We've actually developed a cattle brand.
So if you're willing to wear the brand, we know you're for Jefferson.
How deep is your dedication?
Indeed.
Well, anything else there, Gail, you got going?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And with that, we have Mark Beard on the line.
Good morning, Mark.
I'm here.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Pretty good. Am I on?
Yes, you are. Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I had the radio going in the background, and I didn't listen when you told the other fellow to turn his radio down. Hey, I wanted to call in to talk about the dam removal, the water bond and how it's supposed to save California and provide water for our children and grandchildren and... that money is going to be used to tear out four dams on the Klamath River.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and to build Jerry Brown a private fracking pond for the oil on his ranch.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the state of California and the states of Oregon and the bribees, I mean the stakeholders, were all depending upon Congress to pass this measure, and Congress did not pass it. So they have a new strategy they're going to use. The state of Oregon, the state of California, the Department of Interior and Pacific Corp, along with all the usual crooks and players, CalTrout, Trout Unlimited, and all those fellas, they're going to try an end around. They're going to form a 501c3, as yet to be unnamed, but we think it's going to be called the Klamath Demolition Corporation or something like that. And then the state of California is going to give them $500 million of the taxpayers' money and the ratepayers' money from Pacific Corp that Pacific Corp's been stealing from us for several years now. And the state of Oregon's going to give them a couple hundred million dollars to this, donate it to this 501c3. Then Pacific Corp plans on transferring the title of the four dams on the Klamath River to this as yet unnamed entity. And then they will take it upon themselves to withdraw from the FERC relicensing process for the dams and decommission them, they call it. They're going to use dynamite and blow holes in them and allow 20 million plus cubic yards of toxic sediment that's been sequestered behind these dams for the last, in some cases, 100 years to flow all the way to the ocean and kill every living thing in the Klamath River, maybe for 50 years.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, man. That is...
Well, according to them, nothing can go wrong, because I asked them in their secret meeting, which we all went down to Sacramento and got into, I said, who's going to assume liability for this? If you kill this river for half a century, who will pay the people who live along it, the people on Copco and Iron Gate Lake that lose their property value because of this? Who's going to pay those people for the environmental disaster that you're about to create? Oh, well, we don't think anything will go wrong. Yes, but if something does go wrong, who is going to pay? Oh, we don't think anything will go wrong.
Of course not.
Yeah.
And the guy from Oregon said, he was from Oregon, I believe, Department of Interior. He said, don't worry, everybody. We've asked our Department of Justice, and this is not a violation of the Compact Clause of the United States Constitution. No, it's okay. We asked them, and they told us it was okay. And in the public comment period, I told them it is a violation of the Compact Clause because two states are making deals with each other mm-hmm. with taxpayers' money.
Outside of the purview of Congress, which is absolutely unconstitutional.
That's exactly right. In fact, the way California does things is so crooked and so astoundingly arrogant and such a robbery and the theft of the taxpayers' dollars that I'm really kind of at a loss as to why more people aren't just furious with the existing government of California and ready to kick every one of those bums out because the lying, cheating, and stealing is reaching an apocalyptic level here in this state.
People are too scared or too lazy to do recalls on all these folks.
Or it's just starting to hit their pocket.
Yeah, that too.
I think there's... what we've really started to see, and I think especially over the last 6 months, and I think this is starting to be nationwide, is people are waking up to a lot of the corruption and the things that are going on surrounding land use, especially out here in the West. I know with the situation that happened out in Burns, Oregon, the tidal swell that is happening surrounding that situation, mm-hmm. it is really coming. Nobody's really sure how far that's going to continue to build as more and more people get on board and start looking at what's going on with these kind of things. And what you're discussing, Mark, is a major public-private partnership, as they like to refer to it, is where the government is essentially setting up a private corporation and funding it with taxpayer money to act against the taxpayers. That is the textbook definition of fascism, is it not?
Well, yes, it is, but it's also it's a denial of the public process. They attempted to do these meetings in secret at first, and that was exposed, and then we all gained entrance to this Sacramento meeting. They are going to have a lot more meetings. I don't know whether those will be secret or not, but we'll attempt to get into those things, whether they are or whether they aren't, for sure. But it just absolutely amazes me that governmental officials, including that liar John Bezdek, the attorney for Department of Interior, and Charlton Bonham, the liar from Fish and Game, and all of those people, and they will look the audience right in the eye and say, oh, gosh, don't worry, folks, this is just best. In other words, do we live in a nation of laws, or do we live in a nation where a political elite tells you exactly what you're going to swallow and how much because you're too stupid to conduct your own life through the public process?
I would say that's a pretty crystal clear summary of exactly what they think of us.
Now, also, Mark, hey, do they ever have those meetings in the area that's affected, like along the Klamath River or in the communities along the Klamath River or where the dams are?
Let me just paraphrase another little document that I read more and more lately. The king holds meetings so far from the place of public discourse that people weary of traveling to them.
Oh. Well, how can that be? The Oregon border is just north of Sacramento. It's just right there.
Yeah, hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So they're purposely having what these meetings are like in either Sacramento, San Francisco, or Portland. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, Sacramento, San Francisco, Portland, places like that. They were talking about having one in Los Angeles, even.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because they're hugely affected by the Klamath Dam removal down there.
Yeah. Well, there was a state senator from Los Angeles who proposed legislation to allow an Indian gaming casino in the city of Yreka, even though the people of Siskiyou County voted 80% against that because we don't want gambling in our community. And when he stood on the Senate floor, he said, well, hey, nobody's against this. And it passed.
And it passed.
Yeah.
Right.
Wonderful. I just love it.
They do have secret meetings, and yes, they do those things in order to spend the taxpayers' money to persecute the very taxpayer that's paying the bill on this madness.
Well, and that's exactly the same thing that happened with the fire tax fee. that people have been paying millions and millions of dollars for the past several years. It's the exact same thing. Guy from down south did it, passed it, and guess what? You guys, we're all paying it up here.
Well, yeah, there's some interesting things that we have heard that we're starting to look into as far as CAL FIRE goes and some of the things that are going on. If you're CAL FIRE, you might want to start worrying about your job.
Mm, there you go.
Because they are training different agencies.
You know, I mean, this you go further into the under the rock, and all kinds of cockroaches are living under there. But look, here's the deal. This is the last chance I think we're going to have, at least in our lifetimes, to correct this. And like I've said before many times, tyranny and corruption never fix themselves. Never, ever. Never in the history of the world has a dictator all of a sudden stood up and said, gee, folks, I'm sorry for killing you and stealing all your money. I think I'll stop now and go ahead and put me in jail. That isn't how that happens. The people under Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution, please read that, folks. It's on the Internet. Article 2, Section 1, all power belongs to the people, and government was instituted for their benefit and so on, and they have the right to alter or reform government as the public good demands. It is time. Please keep up the phone calls. Please keep up the letters. I want you to pester the people in Sacramento to within an inch of their political lives by calling them, emailing them, faxing them, writing them letters. If you're there, knock on their doors and demand representation and demand an end to this tyranny, because when we get to court, that's what we're going to do. And also, if you can afford to give even $2 to the state of Jefferson, this court case is going to cost $1 million. But just think, over 1 million people in the state of Jefferson, $1 million is pretty cheap to restore liberty.
So, absolutely.
So please do this every day. Never stop doing it. Our attorneys tell us that this public pressure is being seen in Sacramento. We must keep this up. It's imperative if we want to win. And thank you guys for all that you're doing on the show, and please keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. And to tail on Mark's comment about the money part of it. The donations can be mailed to SOJ Formation, and you can write your checks or money order to SOJ Formation, and you can mail it to P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. And it goes to Shingle Springs. That's in El Dorado County, and that's where our treasurer resides. So that's where we'd like to have all the money sent. So if you can do that, that'd be great. Or get it to your community Jefferson committee members and the leaders there, and they can always get it to us as well.
Okay, one more thing. Do I have one more second, guys?
You bet.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody go to Airport Days up in the eastern side of Shasta County, because I get to do something fun. I get to run the control tower at Airport Days as a pilot. That's going to be fun for me, but all the Jefferson people can show up and give Pam Giacomini a hot foot.
There you go. Oh, well, last year we were there, and she didn't show up.
Well, I think she ducked in and out, but she may duck in and out again, but that's okay. It's her choice. Thanks again, guys, and I'll go ahead and leave you now.
Okay. Sure. Hey, thanks, Mark.
And with that, we probably better get off to a break here.
Okay.
This is Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
This is Maria Orozco, the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would like to thank everyone who attended Villains Year to Remember, because there is one in all of us. We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. The Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Redding for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Redding. Dandelion.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Are you coming to the tree? Botanical down, boys love to flee. Strange things did happen, you know, stranger would it be. If we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where there's lots of things that happening. You know, it's like that duck, you know, sitting calm and serene on the surface, just kind of cruising around and paddling like mad underneath.
Yep.
And there are a lot of things going on. Some we can talk about, some we can't, some we can allude to, some we won't.
Yeah. And just got to keep in the know, just keep figuring out what's going on and listening and asking questions, and as things get unfolded, we're able to do it. And we're going to tell you everything, but we have to be careful on the timing on things, because some things we don't want to misspeak about. We've got to be very careful about that. We want to make sure that we're telling you the truth when we know it, as we know it, and as it is, because things change daily with Jefferson. It's kind of amazing how it's been working that way, you know, as far as, especially with the lawsuit, trying to get all these pieces of the puzzle put together.
Some of the things that we have coming that's going to allow the public to engage in a productive manner and let their voice really be heard about what do you want out of your new state? What do you think it should do? How do you think that it should work? And an exciting thing I know some people are working on, and that's going to really open that up in a good and positive method. That it, in, you know, some of the ideas that people have heard, and you know, in a meaningful manner, kind of allow people to banter and debate back and forth the what ifs and what about this idea, and you know, and do it in a positive, productive atmosphere. I'm really looking forward to some of those things too.
And that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. In the voice of the people, and you're out there talking about things, and you know, whether you go online and have an online forum of some sort, and you're able to do that, that's great. We need all those tools to our to be able to develop the state that we all want and deserve to have.
Absolutely.
And it's going to take every single one of us to make this happen. So guess what? Everybody, do your part. And it doesn't matter how big or little your part may be. It could be as simple as making a phone call. It could be as simple as handing out flyers. You could do any number of things.
Well, one of the things, too, is we don't want that discussion to become a distraction or a deflection from the main thrust of actually getting the state.
Correct.
But it is something that needs to be engaged in and thought about. And, you know, we've had topics suggested to us, everything from trading civic duty for school grants to whether or not we should allow plea bargaining in the state of Jefferson. I mean, we have heard some really interesting things and some really interesting concepts and different ways of doing it. And, you know, the responses that we've kind of practiced with have ranged from everything from why should the state be involved in that at all to, well, maybe we could tweak it this way and make it work for the best,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or maybe there's a way with the Jefferson model to ensure that a private entity could take that up if it was so productive. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to help to engage a lot of people and help them take ownership.
Well, and keep in mind, too, the state, when it becomes a new state, it's a sovereign state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be on the same footing with the equal footing doctrine as the 13 original states.
Yeah.
And you asked the question, how much federal land was in any of those states? Zero.
What was federal land? 10 square miles around Washington, D.C., which they didn't even know was going to be Washington, D.C. at the time.
Correct.
That's it.
And the feds, they only own the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. forts and ports in the states that allow them to do that.
Well, that's, you know, we always get questions of, oh, what are you going to do in the state of Jefferson? And, oh, who's going to be the governor and things like that? And I've always said, I just want to go home and watch football. Yeah. You know, but one of the things I would do for the state of Jefferson is I would love to be the state to federal liaison. And I will run on a policy called go on get.
Go on get out of here.
Go get.
You're hired. Well, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people being creative. And it's going to be so much better and cleaner as a new state, starting with a clean slate. So then everybody can follow the line of how it's developed and what's mm-hmm. going on with it and where the laws are. And what laws we need to adopt, and we know that. But that's all going to be discussed in the Constitutional Convention, which people can take part of.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing.
Openly.
Openly, yes. And it's got to be that way. That's the only way to run it. Mm-hmm. Keep it clean and keep it going so that people understand and they can grow with it and have a better understanding about their government.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, one of our missions is to create citizen legislatures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are engaged and involved and informed.
Right.
And I think this forum that's coming is going to be a great tool for that.
Well, and also people have to realize, too, prior to 1964, we used to have representation in every county. We no longer have that. So we're going to get back to that model, having a senator mm-hmm. in every single county, having assembly members in the county as well. So if you are not happy with your local assembly members or senator, you can go tap them on the shoulder and you can say, hey, let's talk about this and get their feedback and talk to them directly. And you don't have to drive clear to Sacramento or wherever else to talk to.
Or be ignored. Because you're going to see them in the church pew, or you're going to
yep.
see them in the grocery store,
yep.
or you're going to see them at your kid's t-ball game.
That's right.
Or they're not going to be able to hide.
They cannot hide.
You know, a perfect example of that is James Gallagher. Last week, we publicly on the air called and left a message mm-hmm. asking for a response from James Gallagher. Crickets.
Yeah.
That's what we received was crickets.
Yeah.
That's not representation.
It is not.
No.
But he'll continue to do that. And that's what they do. That's the game they play.
And with that, we have to get off to our last break because we did miss one. So hopefully we can get back in here with a minute or so.
All right.
Fire. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Shasta Lake Floors is open this weekend in two places, at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard and at the Home and Garden Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Shop this weekend at either location for huge home show discounts on in-stock carpet, special order carpet, vinyl, tile, laminates, wood floors. If you need new flooring, now is the time to get it, and Shasta Lake Floors is the one to get it from. Reap huge home show savings this weekend from Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard, or at the Home and Garden Show, Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Oh, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, lover, lover.
Welcome back for just the last couple of minutes of Jefferson State of Mind. A lot of phone calls today. It's always good to hear from you guys. Makes it easy on us, too.
Yep, yep.
You know, so exciting things coming with the court case moving right along. Exciting things as the education of good, solid Jeffersonians continues. The coming pending discussion of what do you want your state to look like? What do you want it to do for you? How do you think it should work? You know, what should the state do? What shouldn't it do? Why shouldn't it do it? You know, and the coming avenues and tools that are going to be available to open that discussion to people is going to be very exciting.
Yep.
You know, and it continues to march along, the town halls that are coming.
Yep.
You know, and it just, we continue to grow and grow and grow. And it's, to me, I know we're not supposed to gloat. So the best way to put this is it's very self-satisfying to see the people that have been so directly opposite of us really kind of looking for a shell hole to go hide in.
Yeah.
Because the lines are broken and they're being overrun. You know, it's self-satisfying in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's like starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel and going, maybe we can get this done. Maybe we can fix this for our kids. Maybe I can shuffle off this mortal coil knowing that liberty and freedom have been preserved at least for one more generation.
Absolutely.
And that is a change from kind of the sense of desperation when we first began to the sense of we are overcoming, we are winning. There is this concept of America that is still left and alive in the hearts of Americans.
Yep. Amen.
So with that, we will see you next week. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. We got a dynamite show coming up about some of the things that are going on in Oregon and some of the other things that are coming from some of the organizations, things that are going to grab hold of the pillars of earth and heaven and give them a good shake.
Bring it on.
Where I go, I keep my heart and soul.
Again, Sovereign Minds is next here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Obama travels to Cuba today for a historic visit. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
When Air Force One touches down in Havana, President Obama will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba in nearly 90 years. Ahead of his arrival, Cuba's foreign minister rebuked Mr. Obama's plans to use his visit to promote change on the island. Despite the criticism, White House officials said the president would not alter his plans to call for more freedoms for the Cuban people. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Mr. Obama to spend about 3 days on the island. American flags are flying in parts of Havana today alongside Cuban flags. In a reminder of how tightly Cuban society is controlled, however, Raul Castro's government announced a virtual shutdown of the city during Mr. Obama's stay, and few Cubans are expected to actually see him. An Indiana sheriff says a deputy is in, quote, extremely critical condition after being shot while serving